The pharmacy giant CVS said this morning that it would stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco products later this year. The decision means foregoing a lot of reliable revenue, but the company says its business and its mission are headed in another direction. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, medical experts and the White House hailed the move as a hopeful sign of things to come.
Cigarettes and tobacco generate a lot of revenue for drugstores, more than $2 billion in annual sales for CVS. But speaking in an online video, President and CEO Larry Merlo said that's no longer the direction CVS wants to go.
And when we asked ourselves where we expect to be in the future as a healthcare company, it became clear that removing tobacco products from our stores is the right thing to do.
I think we think it's a good business decision.
That's Troyen Brennan, CVS's chief medical officer, who spent most of his career in academia and public health. Brennan says CVS and other drugstore chains are evolving, doing more than just filling prescriptions and becoming more like clinics offering nursing care. As part of that effort, he says CVS is trying to forge more partnerships with hospitals.
Whenever we go in to meet with them and talk about partnerships, one of the first questions they ask is, how can you continue to sell tobacco products?
CVS is the first national chain to eliminate tobacco sales, but in a statement, industry leader Walgreens said it, too, has been evaluating its options, weighing what customers want against their ongoing health needs. Cities, meanwhile, are tightening their squeeze on tobacco and smokers. New York City banned smoking in public areas, and San Francisco and Boston are among a growing number of cities that have banned the sale of cigarettes in pharmacies. The push to halt the sale of medicine alongside cigarettes is nothing new. The American Medical Association and the American Lung Association, among others, have advocated for it for several years. Richard Wender is chief cancer control officer for the American Cancer Society. He says he believes cutting back on the number of places one can buy tobacco will discourage young people in particular from starting or continuing to smoke.
I guarantee you some people will quit because of this decision by CVS.
David Kuhneman disagrees.
I've never heard of anybody saying, gee, I just couldn't find a place to buy a pack of cigarettes, so I'm going to quit. No, that has never happened.
Kuhneman is Midwest Regional Director for Citizens Freedom Alliance, a smokers' rights group. He notes that he and most other smokers he knows buy their cigarettes at gas stations and convenience stores, not at drug stores. And in fact, according to the market research firm Euromonitor International, pharmacies account for less than 4% of cigarette sales. Kuhneman also notes CVS sells plenty of junk food and controlled substances that can cause health problems as well.
There should be some consistency in their policy if they want to stop selling tobacco products. There's a lot of other things in their stores they should stop selling too.
CVS says it will stop selling tobacco products in all of its 7,600 stores by October of this year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.